Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in the studio today is somebody a little different from the folks you've met in the past here on Business Connection. This is Michael Unbehowen. He owns a company called Acamar Analysis and Consulting. And you are, sir, effectively missiles. You're all about missiles.
That is correct. Missiles. I have a missile defense background from the military. Came to Colorado in 2015 and decided to stay here and do this business. It's also a think tank, not just a business, but we are in the missile business. That's correct, yes.
So talk a little bit about your service, because I'm guessing if most people are like me, we have this glamorous notion that you could be a missileer and down in a tube and have your hand on the button. You were not that guy.
No. So there is definitely this side to it, but that's a little bit more like, sounds like Cold War stuff from movies from the 80s. We still have those guys, but everything is a little bit more digital nowadays. So here in Colorado Springs, there are different entities that control a lot of these tubes in different parts of the world, and the brains of it is here in Colorado Springs. So people push more buttons and look at screens more than they do actually go into silos and stuff like that.
Are the days gone when the men down in the bottom of those tubes were called missileers? Do they exist anymore?
I'm sure they exist, but I've personally never met one. We still call ourselves missileers. Well, missileers is probably more like an Air Force term. These are the guys who actually shoot the Minutemen. We are more the missile defense side. We're also missileers in the sense that we shoot missiles, but we are defending against the bad boys that shoot the missiles at us.
Your background, Michael.
So my background is kind of interesting. I was born and raised in Germany with my name Unbehowen. That's probably hard to disguise. So my dad was German. I grew up in Germany like a regular German kid, went to school over there. Back in the 80s, when there was still a lot of U.S. Military service men and women over there, was really a lot exposed to the U.S. military. Ended up joining the U.S. military as an infantryman, and then finally somehow became an officer and became an air defender, and was exposed to missile defense that way.
Okay, so somehow or another, was that something serendipitous, or did you discover that you wanted to be in a place like that?
Oh, I actually wanted to be in a place like that. It was always something that interested me, the military in general. Then once I was within the military, I saw the whole concept of how missile defense worked, and I thought it was really challenging. It was really important. And the big thing that really drew me to it was the strategic aspect, the impact that you could have on world affairs. And if you see like politics in the world, how they actually reflect what is done with missiles and so on, that was something that really drew me to this whole field.
It seems like the firing of a single missile can affect some kind of policy, some kind of negotiation, can bring about a peace or even the threat of firing a missile. That, you know, the whole thing about being the best defense is a good offense.
Absolutely. So I think, and I'm kind of biased in this, but I do believe that missile defense and missiles is probably the biggest power projection that countries have nowadays. And so it has a very great impact on geopolitics. And that's also something that our business and our think tank covers a lot. The effects that people a lot of times do not really see that missiles and missile defense actually has on geopolitics.
You're doing something pioneering, bleeding edge. There isn't anybody else doing what you're doing. You have two partners, is that correct?
We have yes, I have two partners, and we have now six contributors. So we are growing in number, and we have people with different backgrounds that actually contribute to our business.
And as the founder, you are from the Springs, is that correct?
Well,
you've sort of been here.
Sort of, yes.
You sort of retired here, and this
exactly.
is where you decided to make your life.
That is correct.
And your other partners and contributors as well.
That is
so
correct.
So you are a Springs-based company.
Yes, we are.
You are a DOD contractor?
We are not. The reason why we are not is our focus is mainly on three sources. We do consult and talk to friendly nations of the U.S., but we also look a lot at academia as well as the media. We try to overcome and educate people on some of the misconceptions that are out there, and we found that like media and academia are big sources of misconceptions actually being spread about this.
Acamar was founded very recently.
That is correct.
And how did that unfold?
So we founded the company about a year ago and have been growing ever since. The reason behind it was we saw a gap that there are a lot of people who are very knowledgeable about certain aspects of missile defense, the more technical aspect. And then we also saw that in academia, for example, or in media, there are a lot of people who look at geopolitics, but there are not a lot of people who make that connection between geopolitics and the actual technical aspect of missiles. And so we saw that gap, and we thought this is something here in Colorado Springs with such a big base of people who have been exposed to missile defense and also space operations, but still not being heard really within the community as of the operational side of the whole field has been overlooked a lot of times in, when it comes to geopolitics.
At the core of your business is a consultancy.
That is correct.
And let's talk a little bit more in depth about the things that you discuss with your clients.
Right. So some of the things when it comes to like foreign governments, we talk a lot about procurement of different systems, and we try to help to make them as efficient and as effective as possible. There's a lot of planning that goes into this. A lot of different governments do not really fully understand the concept that is behind it, because it's not just buying a specific missile system. There's a lot of other things. There are a lot of other things that go into this: logistics, upgrades, maintenance, force protection, a lot of different things to consider that a lot of governments may not necessarily know or understand how far that goes. So we help with that. We also give foreign governments a threat analysis where we actually talk about the threats they're facing and what would be the most effective system for them to use. Like I said, the other two groups that we talk into are media and academia. And here we try to overcome some of the misconceptions that people, I think, should know to understand how missile defense affects them, how missile defense is important for politics, and so on.
Give me a couple of examples, if you would, of misconceptions that you're faced with in terms of missile defense.
Okay, so I could give you examples in all three fields. I could give you an example of misconceptions in the field of international relations by foreign governments, for example. And this is somewhat related, but also academia. Usually we do not disclose our customers, and since it's not our customer, I will say the country how it is. So Switzerland is going through a program that they are trying to renew their missile, well, their air defenses and their air force. They have not really understood the concept that nowadays air defense is not just against air threats from the form of planes, but also ballistic missiles. So there are a lot of misconceptions about the threats they're facing, based upon Switzerland not being a country that is necessarily always on the forefront of geopolitics or military affairs. So there's a lack of experience that they have, and therefore they came up with a concept saying that ballistic missiles are not a threat for Switzerland, whereas Europe nowadays, especially with the INF treaty not being in place anymore, we foresee that there is will be a lot of missile proliferation within Europe, or you also see foreign actors, non-government actors, that acquire more and more missile capability. So the chances are that the threats of missiles in Europe especially will be rising. So this is something where we would come in and tell the Swiss government that you would have to buy systems accordingly to the threats that will develop in the future.
There is a lot to discuss here. There's a lot more to learn, and I'm thinking this needs to be part one in a multi-part series, Michael. So let's arrange to have you back. Let's discuss this more. And you're listening to Michael Unbehauen, who is the founder of Acamar Analysis and Consulting, effectively Missileers. And
Thank you.
Just gotten a taste of exactly what goes into consulting in a business like that with foreign nations, with organizations that want to buy missiles, people who are affected by geopolitics. Certainly the piece about how a man like me and my family and residents of Colorado Springs are all affected by what happens with missiles. Yes?
Yes, absolutely.
Michael, it's a real privilege to know you, and I'm looking forward to getting to know you better.
Thank you very much.
And we will have you back.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio. We are Sunday mornings at 7 here on KRDO at 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and get us by podcast 24/7 on demand at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.